Mpumalanga Azish. And yes, as I mentioned, the Bushbuckridge Film Festival, it actually returned from the 16th all the way until the 19th. And the festival actually includes workshops, industry talks, and special appearances by a TV legend. Yeah? And as well as Elliot Sabelo Makubo. And those are your legends. We grew up watching these people. And a highlight is also the homecoming of Thabo Mkabela. And you will remember him on Skeem Saam's Leshole. Yeah, he was playing that character right there. I mean, who hails from Bushbuckridge. Also honored in, honored rather, is Kondrite Shilwane, a multifaceted artist spotlighted for his authentic, socially conscious storytelling. And the event is funded by the NFVF and supported by Inkanyezi Vision. So also not forgetting the Kwera Ye Africa project is also there, and as well as the Bushbuckridge Arts Center. And joining us right now, we're putting a spotlight on Thabo Mkabela. Welcome, my brother. How are you doing this morning? Ukren.
I know.
What an honor to be actually speaking to you this morning when Outiami. And hey man, you know, we've got an unpopular opinion when Atibos ne. And it says here, South African movies don't get the hype they deserve because we're too busy hyping international content and only support local films when they go viral. Yeah. I mean, what do you think is lacking on maybe South African movies?
It's funding, my brother. For us to do the magic we need to do, we need funding. For instance, man, if you like me, you love checking, you know, behind the scenes. Just check the behind the scenes. So automatically, it will tell you, you know, the gadgets already. Now we're in the fourth industrial revolution. This means we're speaking about dope cameras, you know, cameras that can even move themselves to get that shot. But we don't have that. So I think it's just the funding away. But when it comes to the talent, I mean, I can say we are evenly matched with whoever in the world.
Yeah.
It's just the funding for us, you know, because it's not only about the acting or the story. The visuals matter, you know, where you're shooting this thing matters. But we are getting there.
We're getting there. I mean, there's the likes of you, Bafwetu. How? And of course, I want to find out now. I mean, what does it mean to you, Mvana, to return to your home village as a, you know, celebrated artist? And how does it feel to be part of you know, a festival that uplifts nje young local storytellers? When
it means a lot, Brian, you know, because, you know, I mean, I studied this thing in Soweto, and, you know, I studied in Limpopo. And when I was that side, a lot of people were doing it that side, you know. And it was some sort of a norm, you know. There was groups from even as early as primary, you know. So, but my dream has always been, I've performed a lot of times. My dream has always been to let it be at home, you know. I wish I can just get that opportunity to perform at home. So even though it's not a performance we're having today, still I'm going to be able to even, you know, meet, you know, filmmakers from this side and, you know, artists and get to be in front of people at home, you know, and just share the little that I know and hope that one day it will help someone out there who will be on the, you know, on the crowd.
I mean, you've played many roles, but Leshole, hi, on Skeem Saam, I made a huge impact. I mean, how has the journey from Bushbuckridge to national TV actually shaped your storytelling style, Mvana, and your purpose?
It's God's story, man. But it's nice. It was a nice experience. It still is a nice experience. And, you know, the film industry, what I love about it is that it will expose you to a lot of things, you know, if you get the right people, you get what I mean. But I wish, now my biggest wish, my biggest wish is that, you know, we have a lot of this kind of festivals in Mpumalanga, my brother. You know, I've met a lot of young actors, you know, as early as high school, because sometimes, usually, Mangsekhaya, I get to visit schools, you know. I get calls to children, they are in high school. This person says, I want to act. And that's a dream. But then how do you, in South Africa, in our industry, get to help that kid?
Yeah.
Because now it's not a norm in Mpumalanga. So I'm just saying, Guti, I think in Mpumalanga we need to have those 1, 2, 3 groups. Even if it's not, it doesn't start as a big thing. It starts with a group of people, you know, who share the same vision, and then, you know, push it, Brian. Because the talent really is there.
Yeah, the talent is there. The talent is there, when out here. And in your opinion, when out here, why is it important, you know, for maybe rural communities to have access to platforms like, you know, this film festival, when out here? And how do you see it influencing the next generation of creatives, lama platform aso?
Yeah, as a Mpumalanga upon somebody.
Sure.
I'm gonna give you the most practical example that even the listeners out there would get to understand simpler. Soccer. We grew up, soccer was one of the biggest things we did in Mpumalanga. We still do even today. How many stars have you seen, man, who played ball and then it ended nowhere? And all along, we always said, ish, this guy, if only this guy got an opportunity.
Ish. If only. If only. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wish that they come out more in great numbers, you know, whatever question they have, more especially creatives, yeah, but whatever question they have, you know, at least to get answers, also to enlighten, yeah, but because the industry, it becomes a difficult, you say, to, let's say, for instance, manje wena, you get a job, but okay, sharp. Gonna get a character like this, but it's not a big character that they can pay you a lot of money. But you're in Mpumalanga now. This thing is short in Gauteng. It means now they can't take you. They need to find an address that's closer.
Eish.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So those kind of things, you know, how do we then get to make sure with these kind of things we minimize them? I think that's where we need to head as an industry. Then this thing on itself, it means today we're gonna meet even those legends who have been doing movies for years. At that moment, that person is not known to the whole world, but this thing he has been doing it, because not everyone needs to. Some people are just born with a thing, you know, they do wonders. Yeah, so I hope we're gonna meet and just maybe, who knows, maybe we can produce something.
And what advice, I mean, would you give to that young people, the young people as well, from Epos Park Ridge, who dream of working in film, TV, or even the arts, but they face limited resources and find orama opportunities? Tell us, of course, what we can expect as well in these couple of days as for the film festival.
I think to answer that question, to say what do I say to that filmmaker out there?
Sure.
You know, I've got, there's a quote, Brian Leite, if I had 10 hours to chop down a tree, I would use my 7 hours. I would spend the 7 hours sharpening my axe. Because when now you have used 7 hours to sharpen the axe, it means in 3 hours you might have cut down the tree. But if the axe is blunt, you might shy for even more than 15 hours.
Eish.
So basically what I'm trying to say is, one other thing about creatives that I know is that most of us are not knowledgeable. So let's go out there and try and find that knowledge. If you are an actor, you know, you must understand things like, what's an agent, you know, which agencies should I choose? Because agencies are a lot, and I can't be able to pinpoint one and say to you, Mfowethu, go to this agency, it's going to take you where. No, because agencies are a lot. It's dependent on who they're looking for at that moment. So, but then when you need to have the knowledge of saying, which agent do I choose? And for what reason? And where do I want to go? Yeah, well, that is the only thing that's missing, because now you don't really have to go to school, you know, to be an actor, but you need to know how to act. That's why I say, when I take it back to Ebola, you cannot never it's your talent. You won't succeed because you don't know your offside routine. You don't know your handball. You don't know your penalty, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know your offside. So the only thing that's missing is for you to know the offside and anything on your own skill. And you can do it. Let's go over, as I said, as a call. It's just that it's not a lot of productions. We don't have a lot of productions on our side, which I think after this interview will change.
I simply believe.
Yeah. I know I'm not entitled to answer that one with the.
Yeah, no. Nati Velen is cutting siyashaya wena mfethu. Mase siyivala uthiyami bakuthola kanjani? Bakutholakala kuphi on the socials ukhona mhlambe bafuna ukubuta anything about acting. Where can they find you, my dog?
So I'm Thabo Mkhabela on Facebook. I'm Thabo Mkhabela on Instagram. So both of them are certified. So
nice.
Look for Thabo Mkhabela certified one. And then on TikTok, I'm Thabo Mkhabela Twins.
Danko. Thabo Mkhabela T-Man, thank you so much for your time, my brother. And all the best in everything that you are doing in Fetu. You are doing a great job. Keep on keeping on, and may the good Lord bless you with your heart's desires, Atiam.
Thank you, Trumpumalanga Yonke.
Azish. Previously on Marawa's.